This morning's reading is from the book of God's Revelation. The man climbed up the second mount, the Mount of Copper, a mile above the level of the sea. And the word of prophecy spoke to him again, saying, and this is the second message. Seven cycles of the sun have made seven earths, each different from the former. Now God makes an eighth and final sun for a new earth unlike any before it. The termination of the seventh cycle ends the hold of darkness and evil, for God's Spirit floods the earth, pouring life-giving light down from heaven. The gates of heaven, which have been closed, are now opened to let the light of God flood the earth for a blessing of blessings. All that is unclean shall pass away from the world by the light of the new sun of righteousness. By the bright sun rays of the flashing twin sun born of light, the image of God with his word shall rule from heaven the spirits of men and women gathered into a nation of God's people made new. This new people, aided by God's light, shall endure for all time. As an act of love, they shall instruct all peoples of the earth of every nation. There is no peace in the world because the races have abandoned God's way. They have followed the ways of the world, bringing upon themselves great darkness and evil. The world, as an issue of darkness, will pass away in time. The world of light is beginning. Let all peoples of the earth know that each is privileged to serve either light or darkness, mortality or immortality. And hearing these words, the man gave thanks to God. The man then went to the great table of the church of New Smyrna on the Mount of Copper and looked at the sun. And again the voice of prophecy spoke, saying, that which was written of the spirit of the angel of Smyrna, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive, is fulfilled. As the child born at New Smyrna appeared among those who dwell on the earth to declare those things ordained of God, so has the light come again to the new church of Christians. The light that was cast over the old church of Jews, it has come anew to instruct those who say they are Christians but are not. The light of God appears. The image gives life, and the word speaks. This was proclaimed by the child of God who was one with the Son of Righteousness. The Second Advent Church is given authority to teach and power to make that authority known to the spirits of all peoples everywhere. The righteous will acknowledge the revelations, knowing in spirit the truth which is manifest in light. The revelations of the child speak not of himself, but of God. Let Christians judge not the child, who was herald of God. Let them look to the Son of Righteousness and to the light thereof, and make judgment if they will. But let them take heed, for God who sent him has appeared as the only judge. The voice became silent, and thereupon the man made his descent to the valley floor. And we will now have the blessings.